Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to thank you amazing human beings for being such good supporters of the show. Please, if you were digging it, if you get a lot of value, go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, give us a fantastic review, tell the world that we are awesome because that is kind of what keeps us going and growing. And you guys have just been so supportive. I feel like the luckiest guy in the world sometimes. Please keep up the good work so we can keep serving you at a high level. If you're listening to the podcast, check us on the YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, take us on the road by subscribing to the podcast. We got a lot of serial binge listeners that listen with their drive and clean. No matter where you're listening, growmycleaningcompany.com has everything that we have to offer for products, services, free stuff, videos. There's just a wall of stuff to help you get your goals in the cleaning business. Today, we are chatting with Luis Fernandez from M7 Maintenance. They've been serving the Boston area for 15 years with commercial cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Luis and his team, you get a hold of them at www.m7, and it's the letter M, the number 7, and the word maintenance.com. Luis, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, brother. So what on God's green earth is an M7 maintenance? How did that come to be?
Well, the number 7 is about perfection, and based on my faith, I just chose the M meaning anything that you can do with excellence. Our motto is pursuing excellence. So that's where that all came from.
Love that there's a story as opposed to just like, you know, 7's my favorite number and I like the letter M. That's awesome. And it's a customer-based kind of story, so that's even better. All right, man, tell me what's shaking in your world. How can I help make your life a little better as it pertains to the cleaning universe?
Well, I was just seeing if I could get some advice on picking a niche and sticking with it based on all the cleaning that I do in the industry. So that's why I called you.
Cool. Well, give me a little bit of background in terms of who you serve now and what made you decide to pick a niche.
Well, we serve banks. We serve offices. We do office building cleaning. We do restaurant cleaning. We do retail stores, grocery stores, and clothing store cleaning. And it's just getting to the point where things are a little too scattered. So I just want to stick with one niche and focus on it and prosper in it.
Okay, cool. So let me repeat back what I thought I heard you say so you can tell me if I'm, you know, kind of reading you right. What I hear you saying is you just do a little bit of everything and it just, you feel scattered. And it sounds like you're just kind of like, hey, it's hard to grow. I feel like I'm hitting a wall just doing a little bit of everything, and I feel like I can grow faster if I focused all my energy into one thing. And I know that's not what you said,
yes.
But is that fair about how you feel, or did I totally go off script?
You got it.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's exactly what I meant.
Cool. Well, Lou's been in business for 15 years, and it's so frustrating when I coach folks that, because it sounds weird, right? When people say, how do I grow faster? And I say, limit the number of customers that you'll take. That sounds weird, like I'm trying to do the wrong thing. And it's funny, once people have been around a little longer, they're a little more keen on the idea because they've done so many different things and tried this and that and gone back and forth, and they feel how kind of what a slugfest that can be of just working and working and working, not getting anything done. So I love that you're getting there, and I want to encourage folks that haven't been doing this for 15 years, learn from Lewis's perspective and experience and go, hey, maybe I can just pick a niche now. I don't have to wait until I've kind of put myself through the ringer. And the way to look at it is, and we'll talk about this on how to pick a niche, is numbers, right? So, you know, most of the time, if an average, you know, commercial account might be, I don't know, let's just make the math easy, $1,000 a month. And if we want to do $1 million, that's only 80 accounts, right? And, you know, so if you're like, well, how many dentists' office are in your trading area? There might be like 500. And you're like, you know, I need to serve everybody. It's not enough. And it's like, well, gosh, if there's 500 dentist office, you only need, you know, 80 of them. That's less than 20% of the dentist office to be $1 million business, right? And instead people are like, yep. so yeah, just know that and kind of put it in perspective, right? Especially residential will do that. Like there's only, so, you know, there's not enough people. It's like, dude, you've got 27 clients. You only need 300 to hit your goals. What, you know, there's 50,000 households within 20 miles of you. What are you talking about? There's not enough. So if you do the math, all of a sudden a niche doesn't seem so restrictive. And of course, if it really is restrictive, right? If you want to do banks, and I don't know what the numbers are, but say you're in your area, there's only 70 banks. Well, that's, you know, you might start with that as a niche. And when you, once you've got 10 or 20 of them, then you can add a niche, but you still only want to really focus on one niche at a time until you get larger. Okay. So that's that.
Yep.
The other benefit that hopefully you're getting, I don't know if you are, is, and I think off air before we spoke, you said this, I want to make sure Cleaning Nation doesn't miss out, was if you want to raise prices, you need a niche. If you want to get rid of the competition, you need a niche. And I give the story of myself, right? I've had a car dealership, construction company, obviously a cleaning company, manufacturing. I've done a lot of stuff over the last 20 years, speaking. And I'd feel like I'm qualified to coach all of those folks. But if I said, hey, Mike's car dealership, speaking, manufacturing, custom cleaning, manufacturing, coaching service, no one's going to buy, right? Because it's just too weird. But, or if I'm just a random business coach, I can't charge as much. But if you, the more you specialize, the more that you can charge, and the reason you can charge more is there's less competition, right? Like in the world of coaching, yep. there's got to be a billion coaches out there, but how many guys or gals are there out there that help owners of cleaning companies? Not many, handful. So all that to say, if you want to grow faster, believe it or not, pick a niche. If you want to charge more, serve a niche. If you want to have less competition, goodness, serve a niche. I can't tell you how many of my clients say, I love you and I appreciate you because you get me, you know my space. And I've had coaches before where they didn't understand what I'm going through. And it's like, well, how could they? They coach this guy and that guy and another guy and, you know, kids baseball team and everything, as opposed to just being an expert in one thing. So I know so far I've answered zero of your question, but I just wanted to catch everyone up listening that's not on board with the niche thing. Like, hey, this is the way to go. Like a lot of my one-on-one clients, that's where we start. We're doing a live event end of April. I think there's one spot left, by the way, growmycleancompany.com/live. I'm only accepting 16 people. We've got 15. So go grab that. Anyway, we're going to talk a lot about niching. We're going to pick a niche to do, because we're actually going to do everything, and we're going to do it for a niche, not just kind of for the world. So all that to say, the short version of that is, that's a great question, Lewis. The coaching I can give is only as good as the questions that you ask, right? If you're like, hey, what sort of floor cleaner should I use to do my floors? I can't give you a lot of value. But when we talk about something important like niches, I'll give you a wall of value. Okay, so now to actually answer the question you asked, as opposed to dancing around it, let's do it. So there's really four main ways I want to give you to pick your niche, with one bonus way. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Cool. So first and foremost, and we kind of touched on this, so I'll go over it quick. Make sure there's enough to hit your goals, right? If you want to do childcare centers, and childcares are a fine niche, and there's seven of them, well, and the average is $500 a month. Well, if you got all seven, which is ridiculous, that'd be $3,500 a month. I think with the math I just gave, it's not going to be enough, right? So, I like figuring that I can get 10%, right? I don't know that you're going to get 100% of the people in your niche. If there's only seven, maybe you could, because there's only seven. But if there's 100 and you need 70 of them to hit your goal, that's not enough, right? I'd figure if there's 100, well, shoot, I can get 10 pretty easy. Not that you can't get more, but you can get them pretty easy. Because you're niching, it's a lot easier. 10% is pretty easy. So make sure there's enough to hit your goals, or be ready to add a niche pretty quick. So there doesn't need to be a million of them. Do the math. Don't just do a gut check like, oh, it doesn't feel like there's enough. That means nothing. Go with how many are there in my area? What's the average monthly price? If I can get 10% of those, how much will that be? And if that number is big enough, then we go on to the next step. Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. So of the niche of the potential niches that you're thinking, Lewis, do you have any of those that do or don't meet that criteria? And again, you don't have to go over your goals or how much they do. Just kind of, did that eliminate any of the ones that you were considering so far, or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hopefully there's some left. Correct. You've still got a couple more. Okay. Good. So that moves on to number two, and this is really important. This is where a lot of people miss, and it's important. Make sure they meet your lifestyle goals. Okay. Especially on commercial. So residential is pretty easy. For everybody, it's who you want to serve, right? So if you don't, like, I hate to say it, this is terrible because I owned a car dealership, and that was actually more recent. That was my last brick and mortar business, was a car dealership. And when I went to coaching, I could have coached owners of car dealerships because we built that thing up to, you know, millions of dollars pretty quick and sold it for a good profit. But frankly, I hate to say this, and hopefully you're not listening, I didn't really like car dealerships or car dealers. I just, as human being, I didn't like them. And I really enjoy you guys. I love owners of cleaning companies. It's the hardest working, just nicest people I know. Not that there's anything wrong with mansions and Ferraris, but most of the people I work with are just like, I want to contribute more to society. I want to give my kids better education. They're just like folks I got. So for me, that was a lifestyle choice. And no offense to you good people, car dealers have a ton more money, right? If I wanted to make money, I promise you, I'd be with the car dealers. But as human beings, you are who I like to have a beer with, do events with, talk to every day in and day out. So that's the first half, and that's residential or commercial, right? Don't be, you know, have elderly folks as your niche if you don't particularly like older folks, or don't have, you know, dual income folks that are hard charging, working all the time, if that's not your bag, right? Secondly, and this is more for the commercial or for the people trying to do both commercial and residential, and you all are insane, the hours, right? That's one of the things one of the many things I don't like about residential and commercial is residential is 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and commercial is everything that's not that. So you're basically working 24/7. So for what that looks like in commercial is, so for residential, this isn't as much for you because most every residential niche is going to be 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Lewis, you're commercial, it's not like that. So the banks that you have are probably kind of 5 to 9, 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. That's it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You start doing restaurants, it's like car dealerships. A lot of times they don't close till 9. And a lot of times they're doing deals till 10 or 11. They're open 7 days a week. All of a sudden it's a 363 day a year contract that you can't start off until 9, 10, 11 o'clock. Restaurants even worse. If it's a bar, a lot of times they don't close till 2 in the morning. So that's just, there's nothing wrong with that. You can make good money, but it's, you better charge for that, right? Because it is a headache to be in the middle of the night. And they're dirty. Like restaurants, they are dirty. It's not like cleaning a bank. It's very different. So that's what I'm talking about, lifestyle. So first, make sure there's enough folks. Second, kind of pick the customers that you like. If you just deal with medical facilities and you get the clean room and you like doing surgery centers and you get their pain and that all makes sense to you, then go get it. If you love the restaurant business, you're like, I love being up 2 o'clock in the morning, I want to sleep till noon, then go get the restaurants, right? God bless you. Any questions on that or holdups, or should we move on to number three?
No, go ahead and move on. Cool. No question.
Number three, and this is the biggest one. If you're going to put it all in caps, circle it, write a highlight, all that crap, this is number one. If you don't have this, forget everything. Doesn't matter who your customer is. If you don't have this, quit. There's nothing I can coach you on. There's nothing I can do to get you business if they do not have number three. That is pain. If they do not have pain, give it up. Quit. They must have pain. So let's say you go to plastic surgeons, and I kind of know that market a little bit. Very nice people. They've got plenty of money. They'll pay for value. All that's good. The problem is they don't have a lot of pain. Their life's great, right? If you interview some people in these prospective niches, and they go, yeah, we've had the same cleaner for 20 years, and old Bob does a great job. We never talk to him. He never talks to us. We just drive him and check. Life's great. You might think that's good. Like, oh, I'd love to be Bob. Maybe, but he has no pain. How are you going to switch him? He's been with Bob for 20 years. And he doesn't have any pain. And if it's just one guy, that's fine. But if you talk to a dozen and they all say the same thing, that's a tough niche to break into, right? What you want is, I am ready to freaking kill my cleaner. I've told them 1,000 times, and if they set off the alarm one more time, and I'm pretty sure they're stealing, and I'm ready to kill, now we got something. Now we can have a conversation, right? Same with me as a coach, right? If you came to me and said, hey, what kind of goals do you have? You're like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, well, why are you talking to me? I can't help you. I have no services to offer you. And you're like, oh my gosh, Mike, I'm working so hard. I never get to see my family. My wife's ready to kill me. My body physically can't handle anymore. I need help. Good, I can help that guy. The guy's like, I'm good. I have nothing to conversate with him about. Does that make sense on the pain side?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's huge. If you can't get the pain in any sale, whether picking a niche or not, no pain, no sale. If you can't get the pain, stop the sales process until you get pain. If you get called out on a bid and the guy's like, yeah, we're just getting some prices, turn around, leave, until he says, I need pain. I need help. I need a solution. I have a problem that I think you can solve. If you can't get that, you're out. All right. Number four is quick and easy. It's called money. If they are broke, don't pick them as your niche. Easy as that. I should listen to that when I did the cleaning with the cleaning folks. A lot of you people are broke, but I love you so dang much. We overlook it. So they have to have money, right? If you can pick, what's the old saying? Is like, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich guy as a poor guy. Fall in love with a rich niche as opposed to a poor niche. So they don't have to be rolling in money, but if they don't have enough money to pay your bill, then obviously they're no good. That's more on the residential side. Most commercial businesses have enough money to pay the bill. On the residential side, it's actually far easier to sell the $850,000 house with 2 six-figure earners and kids at home than it is the single guy, 23 years old in an apartment, right? He's broke. Pick folks with money. On the commercial side, it's a little easier. On the residential side, that's a big one. All right, those are the four big ones, and I'm going to give you a bonus. So those you kind of need. If they're not enough to hit your goals, you quit. If it doesn't meet your lifestyle, if you're like, I'm making money, but I'm miserable, we haven't done anything. If they have no pain, trust me, nothing there. Obviously, if they can't pay. So those are the four deal breakers, right? If they won't hit your goals, if you hate the lifestyle, if they have no pain or they have not enough money, all of those are deal breakers. I'm going to give you a bonus. It's not a deal breaker, but it sure is nice. If they gather nicely, you people, owners of cleaning companies, gather nicely. There's an association, ISSA. If you guys aren't a member, it's a great association. Check it out, ISSA.com. You know, there's events and there's groups, and I can Google you, and you congregate nicely, right? I think there's even a magazine for owners of cleaning companies, believe it or not. So that's a bonus, right? Because if you want to advertise and there's a magazine or two or three magazines that just speak to your niche, well, that's the magazine you want to be in, right? If they have an event where all the bankers get together once a month, that sure is handy. So again, that's not a requirement. That's not a deal breaker, but it is a bonus. So that's it. I'm going to hit all five again and then answer any questions you have. Enough of them to hit your goals. They meet your lifestyle goals. You like the people. You like the hours. You know, pick someone that you could see yourself serving for the next couple of years of your life. They have pain. They have money. They have money. And as a bonus, they gather nicely into groups or association, or they hold events, or they have a magazine or somewhere where they all kind of gather together so you can market to them all at once as opposed to trying to find them. So that's the long and the short. That's actually pretty deep. I don't think I've gone that deep on this subject ever on a podcast. So any questions or thoughts or needs before we hit the lightning round, Lewis?
Nope, you hit them all.
Man, making my life easy. Good. I'm going to take a break and make you do some work here. I'm going to hit you with three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
No pain, no gain.
It's almost like we scripted this. You're absolutely right. Couldn't agree more. It, on lots of levels. No pain, no gain for your customer. No pain, no gain for you. Check, check, double check. Lewis, you are right. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? You've been doing this for 15 years, so I'm guessing you've got a nice library of mistakes you've made. Pick a big one that maybe we can listen to and save ourselves a headache.
Well, doing favors for larger contractors, like nationwide contractors. They seem to take advantage of my generosity, and in the end, I get burned. They promise me things, and it never comes through.
Oh, yeah.
So doing favors for people is bad.
Well, I'm going to modify, because I think, A, I love your heart and that you want to do that, and I'll say, so doing favors, no, but I think just knowing what you're getting into, like, we used to get this in contracting all the time. Hey, do us a good deal on this job, and we've got a bunch more work for you. I'm like, well, you bring the work, and we'll bring the price. You know, we're going to do a great job for either way, but you want a price discount. That comes after you bring the work, not before. So I couldn't agree more. Like, if you're going to do a favor because you're a nice guy, God bless you. But if you're going to do a favor because they're going to give you something, get that thing up front or in writing, because you're right. It never seems to materialize. You know, you do your end, and then all of a sudden, you know, all the rest of the stuff they said is forgotten. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation could put into practice that will improve their lives or their businesses?
Well, one idea is to not to do what I did the last 15 years, but to pick a niche and do your research, do your due diligence, vet the industry, and then go for it.
Yeah, gosh, couldn't agree more, Lewis. People pay me a ton of money for that exact advice. You heard it here for free from Lewis. It's exactly right. And if you want to know how to pick a niche, we just did a deep dive into that. So you've got the four standards and a bonus to know how to pick a niche. So Lewis, got to say, you crushed it, man. Strong podcast. Thank you for joining us and participating. Cleaning Nation, if you want to get a hold of everything that we offer to help you grow your cleaning business and help you hit your goals, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.